this is a true story. This is about ships crashing into the rocks at a place called Whitcairn Steel off the coast of County Durham back in the 1860s because of a mysterious light in the sky. And no one ever worked out what it was. I think there was a rational explanation, though, which is, of course, aliens. Anyway, this is a song about that. Desperate for hope at night, glints against the light. Cargoes of coal delivered so, returning to the time. But like the captain said, not the life he thinks. Too late to turn back, the ship ran aground on the rugged Durham shore. Who would he see? If he'd seen the wind, as the sea waves flow towards the glow on the rocks of Whitcairn Steel. The rocks of Whitcairn Steel. The losses multiply as the winter nights pass by. Through the cliffs, into the cliffs. I think we work with it. Through the cliffs. I just keep getting the words wrong. it's all right when the wrong words make sense on their own, but if you just sing, you know. Anyway, this is a very serious song. Oh, carry on. Through the mist, into the cliffs, lured by the light in the sky. Who would he see? If this evening, as the sea waves flow, towards the glow on the rocks, armed with the sea. The rocks are with the sea. No one ever learns what the false lights of Durham were, whence they came, who to blame, were they even of this earth? Who would he see? If the sea then as the sea winds flow, towards the glow on the rocks of Whitcairn Steel. Who would he see? If the sea then as the sea winds flow, towards the glow on the rocks of Whitcairn Steel. I'm going to do another serious one, but I'll finish on a silly one. I think that would be all of my serious ones gone. this is a song about a sporting champion of the 1970s. I don't know how many of you know about sporting history of the 1970s, but don't worry if you're not that familiar, because I totally made this up. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine and listen to his tale. Sits at the bar with table, nursing his golden ale, recounting how he'd take on the best who travelled far and wide. He's lived an extraordinary life, and you wouldn't think it to look at him now, but when he walked with pride, he was the rock, paper, scissors champion of the world in 1979. Was Stephen Blackwood, thought he was out of the hunt. His rock had been drifted to his scissors, always rocks, clawed his way to the top. When it was time to decide, the paper he drew was inspired. Top players came up against him. They felt he was beating their minds. He was the rock player, champion of the world in 1979. Living his former glory with a wistful look in his eyes. Don't play him for money, he'll take the prize. Look at how much he laughs. He was the rock, paper, scissors, champion of the world in 1979. He was the rock, paper, scissors, champion of the world in 1979.
Thank you so much for singing along there.